Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are in Oros HaTchia, Sefer Oros of Maran HaRav, Perek Samach Aleph. This is based on the Oros HaTchia Mavur. We're going to be helped, Yitz Hashem. Many people see within Torah just a compilation of laws, mitzvahs, crumbs, a little here, a little there, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. But that is not the way we're supposed to learn Torah. As the Pasuk says, Shayach of Chesed Gimel, Tzav Litzav, Tzav Litzav, Kav Lakov, Kav Lakov, Zer Hashem, Zer Hashem, a little here, a little there. Of course, every little bit of Torah that we learn is Chashuv, but it has to be seen in the totality as well. You have to see the achdus of all the pratim in the Torah. Omer Rav, chemdat haTorah mishtalhevet behakara pnimit. The love of Torah is fueled with internal recognition. When a person grows in his internal recognition, he falls in love with Torah more and more, and he's more davek in Torah. Because the chemdas haTorah, the love of Torah, is mishtal heves, is fueled, fired, the hakara pnimis, with his internal recognition. Matchil ha'adam lachush et ha'erik ha'gadol shekol otu nukuda. A person begins to feel the great mosaic of every letter, every dot, how the Torah is one great unity. Shekol ra'yon v'tochen shekol yidiya u'svara shel kol nid ruchani shel kol zazua sikhli v'hergeshi mikarov u'klali ad rachok u'frati. Every idea, every bit of knowledge, of logic, of any spiritual movement, of any intellect, emotion that comes as a result of learning Torah, mikarov uklali, mikarov, first your mikarov, that's when you first learn the sugya. You learn, you have a general idea, klali, and then you step back, rochok, and then you see the details, this kasha, that kasha. Midvarim atziliyim rochaniyim u'usariyim al pi ha-partzufiyut ha-gluya shelahem. From learning, more elevated, sublime learning, spiritual, ethical, based on their revealed side, advarim ma'asim chomrim choviim, and things that are nogei halacha lemaisa. And if a person has a perspective of detachment, separation in Torah, nirim kimetilei ma'al machrichim, it's scary, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. V'im zem subachim le'inyan ve'atracha sichlit gdola. In other words, all those very ma'asim chomrim choviim require a person to break his head, to try to figure it out. What does this mean? What does that mean? What's the halacha here? What's the halacha there? כולם יחד מוכרים מהם בהכרת קודש עליונה שתמימות האמונה שבחיבת התורה היא מוצאת רוממות אמיתה. Then what happens to all the details, all of them together, are recognized with a more elevated, holy recognition that the shleimus of emuna and the love of Torah. When the emunah of a person is shalem, he's malei b'chiva al haTorah. So this Tmimus Hamuna, Himotis Romus Amita, finds its exalted truth. Because you see, the truth is not just in the details. The truth is in the holistic perspective, in the overarching view of Kol HaTorah Kula. V'gdulat Shirata. And you also see the great song that's in Torah. What song? Poetry. Poetry is beyond just prose. Poetry is trying to express something that usual speech can't express. Torah is called Shira. It's above just regular speech. Omer Rav Charlap בספרו מי מרום קיומי המצוות י' ג' ר' א' הן הן האצבעות הפורטות על התווים למען יוציאו כל מיטב השיר והניגון. When you're mekayim mitzvahs, that's like playing the instrument so that all the beautiful music comes out, and therefore מכאן כל דקדוקי המצוות, הזהירות, הזריזות והשמירה שלהם בכל פרטיהם, דקדוקיהם וכוונותיהם, מגמת הקול שמנגינת ההוויה תנוגן, תנוגן באופן המדויק ביותר, ללא חיסור, ייתור או חילוף. We want this beautiful orchestra of details and kavanos and diktukim should make the most beautiful music, the most exact music, and then all of creation will turn into a song to God. And if a person is mizalzel in mitzvahs chas v'shalom, in mezalzel in the violin of the world, in the beautiful music of the world, and instead of hilulim kam chilulim as hucha lekroy b'shem Hashem, as on chilul, person can hear a symphony and say that it includes do ra mi. You listen to all of different sounds, but that's not hearing it all together. It's boring. You want to hear the whole thing. Torah, the details are nice, they're interesting, but you want to hear the whole orchestra, the whole symphony. Gedulat Shirata, when you appreciate, when you live with Emunah, you see the great song of Torah. Not just a dry compilation of different details and rules. You see it in every Otenukuda, in every Rayon V'tochen, in every Yidiyah U'svara. Kol nidru chani, every spiritual movement, kol zazu sichli v'ergeshi, from dvarim atzilim ruchni musrim, from the more sublime spiritual parts of Torah to the very practical parts of Torah, they're all mukar, they're all recognized, and that increases your love of Torah. Lidvarim chayim v'kayimim, you realize it's alive. B'chay b'hem sheshitvei chayim azizim, that these flowings of very powerful, intense life. Mele'ei chemda seson v'yif'ah ovrim behem u'memalim otam, that are filled with love, with joy, with beauty, fill them up. In other words, they're chai v'kayam because shitfei chayim azizim, these very strong powers of life that are filled with love and with joy, are in Torah. Umet again keitz murgash b'cheicha uge, and there's this infinite sweetness that's felt by a palate that learns Torah in such a way. V'chikech ki yein hatov holech ledodi lemeisharim dovev siftei yeshenim. Your palate is like good wine that goes to my beloved, and that makes the lips of the old move. It's good, it's sweet, it's like good wine. Mayafisu manam ta'ava b'tanugim. Another pasuk in Shir Hashirim. How beautiful, how pleasant you are, this pleasurable love. So the Rav says, when you have a detail of Torah that can scare a person, When the pride is chelik min haklal, then you love Torah, you see the beauty, you see the interconnection. מפעמת יחיבה ומתחדשתי גלי גלים הומים המון כינורות ונבלים מנעימים נועם שיח סודם. This chiba is mefa'em, it beats in our insides. And it's mischadesh, it keeps getting bigger and greater. And these waves of love, these many violins and harps. Play our great love for Torah. And where is this love? Where is this niggun for Torah? Me'omek nishmat ha'uma, from the depth of the soul of the people. Miromemut nishmat ha'adam ha'merukaza b'kirba, from the exalted soul of man. That's inside. It says that the Ume Yisrael is the Kuzari, is the lave of mankind, the heart of mankind. And therefore our soul is the center of the soul of man. So it emerges then that all of mankind loves Torah. Just Am Yisrael expresses this love. Merochav nishmat kol hayikum, not only from all of mankind, but from the whole universe, from all the cosmos, from all the animals and the plants and the leaves and the rocks and the atoms. They're all filled with Avas Torah. Kol Hayesh b'nekudat Sion ha'pnimi, to all of existence, which is centralized in the point of Zion, the internal point of Zion. Yuman nandalat amit beis das chachamim et Sion nivra olam. Tikun ezora tikun yitches Tzion diyutabur alma, the belly button, the middle of creation, the epicenter of creation. Nekuda demina hishtata olam, this point that from which the world was created. Rabbi Kellner in his Sefer Milon Araya, the dictionary of Rav Kook. Nekuda tzion torah al shivat amina enoshi lemoreh matzavo. Nekuda tzion is when all of mankind comes to its exalted level. The Rav writes, Orot Kuf Mem Gimel, that Madregas Nekudas Tzion is Ha'alat Knesset Yisrael Madrekal Yonah Kol Shman Tzish Chiluk Amim Ba'olam. The elevation of all of Kla Yisrael to the highest level. And when this Nekudas Mekor HaTanug, because the person was Nivra L'Saneg Al Hashem, Mishulal mikol tochen v'toar mugdar, you can't define it. Misham min hakol, from the klolius of all the havaya, from all of creation. Homev soer hamon galgalei chayim roashim mamtikim sod siach kodesh. There's this burning love for Torah, and it flows from everything, from shorish hakol, from the neshama of everything, from all of life. That's what we want. We want to get to this, to hear all of the beautiful harmony of the symphony playing, to get to the Makor HaTanug, to see the Gargal Echaim Roshim Amtikin Sod Siach Kodesh, see how God is all in all of creation. HaTorah Mitgala BeHadar Yifata, the Torah is revealed in all of its beauty. And then we see Nishmat HaOma Chayav HaMekorit HaRa'anana VaAshira Neshama Romamat HaRuach רבויית העדן, הנה היא מוצגה לפנינו בשלל צבעי יפת כלי אל חמדתה. Sometimes you see it in different this sugya and that sugya, but ultimately it's all part of this greater beauty. Many different colors, bavakama, bavmitsiya, bavabasir, kedushin, gittin, zvachim, menachas, erich, and krisis. Different colors, but they're all part of this beautiful harmony called Torah. And then we meet the soul of the Jewish people. Nishmat ha-chaya, ha-umah ha-chaya ba-mekorit. Argala nafshi. We have this ariga to Torah. It's in our soul. Libi uv-sari ranu alel chai, kmo chelev v'deshin tizba nafshi, v'siftei renanot yalel pi. My body, my flesh, my heart sings to the living God. Like with fats I will satisfy my soul, and my mouth is going to sing praises to you. Mit pasuk Tehilim samach gimel vav. Look also in Olat Riya Chelek Aleph Peis Reish Nun Hey. Mitgalaya Torah b'chlil hoda. Torah is revealed in its completeness, in its splendor, in its wholeness, holistic perspective. El ador ha'anan melei koach alumim. This door that's filled with hidden kochos. V'atzfiya olachet mefemet el daltei nishmato ha-geona. And then this waiting for the appearance of Torah and all of its details to make this beautiful hole. It's knocking on the door of our great neshamas. Od lo yisir me'leh atziv sitra. We're still hiding though. Me'ulefeti bat shamayim chamuda zo, aval karnei oda. So it's still, this Torah is still hiding in its shawl. Torah is connected to Shemayim. Torah comes from Shemayim and it's still hiding. We have this weakness. Me'ulefet hi bat Shemayim chamuda. Aval karnei oda kvar chodrim ibad etzif malim et pinot chayinu noga. But the light is still coming a little bit to shine in us. And this light of life is already giving a flow of dew of life. El tochiyut haneshamot hamekitzot l'tchiya, to the insides of neshamas that are waking up for mekitzot l'tchiya, that are waking up for the resurrection of Knesset Yisrael. Torah d'Eretz Yisrael, that Torah that's able to be on this high level of seeing all the klalim. Like the Rav said in Arot HaTorah Yud Gimel Vav, Holechet v'neorah yachad im tchiyat ha-binyan, together with the tchiyat ha-binyan, we have the Torah is being reborn. Avodah productivit v'akara atzmit. This tchiyat ha-binyan is expressed in this productive work and self-recognition. That's where we are now, sweet friends. We're in this time where the Torah is being revealed more and more, and people have a cheshik for pnimius. Everywhere you go, chasidim, neo chasidim, neo litvaks, litvaks. Everybody wants his fasemis and a ripsadok and a rifkuk and something to put their soul on fire. So we should all be zochem to Hashem to find the Knesset Yisrael b'tochias nishmasenu, to reveal all of our kochos and to see the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. May we amen, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, smash the love.